Okay, you talked to Jerry McCartney. Very interesting comments on the minimum wage. It's interesting to see Gil Warren, former president of the Labor Council. We have another voice on this, the whole issue of minimum wage, and I'll be asking, what do you think is the worst job in terms of money in the city of London? I would nominate school bus drivers. They work two-hour shifts. They make basically minimum wage. Is it even worth going to drive the school bus? And the answer is no. Most of them do it for the social aspect. What is the worst job in London when it comes to pay?
Ontario will soon have the second highest minimum wage in the country. The Liberal government says it's raising the minimum wage to $11.25 an hour, up from $11. Ontario enacted legislation this fall that tied minimum wage to inflation. So every year, the new rate will be announced by April 1st to take effect that October.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now. 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290. CJBK.
No study has actually proved that increasing the minimum wage causes unemployment. In fact, what the studies have shown is that either it's neutral or it's slightly positive in terms of employment.
There it is. Kathleen Wynne's gift to Ontario's poor, a boost in the minimum wage. Business is crying foul. Labor loves it. We need you to sort it out. Get your index finger ready to... Oh, no, we don't dial. Don't do the rotary. Except for Ryan Spence, we don't have the rotary dial anymore. Whatever finger you hit the buttons with, get ready to hit the buttons. We want to hear from you. Raising the minimum wage, the big announcement today. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? And what job in London is the worst job to make a buck? I want to hear from you on that one. I suggest probably school bus driver. Good afternoon, London. It is Thursday. Thursday. Are you keeping track? March the 19th. The show is called The Live Drive with Andy Udman. But first off, minimum wage, as I'm sure you've heard by now, is going up from $11.25. Doesn't sound like much, 25 cents. A business says, guarantee you, it will cost some people their jobs. Because even a quarter adds up. And adds up. And adds up. We're joined this afternoon by the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, Paul McKeever, who has some thoughts on this. And we're opening up the phone line, so feel free to call at any time, and we'll get to you very shortly. Paul, appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Afternoon, Andy.
Good move, bad move?
Bad move, backward move. This place needs more jobs, not fewer. You know, Ontario is not the whole world. We're competing globally now. MIC jobs are not the only jobs we're talking about. Any job that... For example, involves producing anything, we'll find it that much less attractive to do business in Ontario. Why manufacture in Ontario when the minimum wage is going up, when you can just go to a place where perhaps the minimum wage is lower, even just across the border, perhaps? So it's a bad move in terms of jobs. I heard that the clip there that you had about someone saying the studies show, you know, you increase the minimum wage, you increase the number of jobs. That's actually a flawed study. And in fact, Ontario's own government commissioned in 2007 a study by an expert called Morley Gunderson, who said that by increasing the wage 28%, the minimum wage 28%, which is what the Liberals did, there would be a loss of between 90 and 180,000 jobs. They went ahead and did it anyway. It is, you know, it's fashionable to tell people that, you know, hey, we care about the poor, and we want to make sure everybody's lifted up a little bit. Look at those rich, you know, McDonald's owners profiting on the backs of the poor. But the reality of the matter is that most businesses right now are cutting everything to the quick. They're trying to survive. They're not all apples, as it were. And what they're going to find is that, you know, you increase the wage 2% or 2.2%, which is what they're doing today, or rather in September, you're going to find that some businesses say, you know what, as of now, we can no longer afford to run this business. In fact, that's exactly what's happening in the United States. Where they've introduced higher minimum wages there as well.
Can you say definitively that this move, again today, that the track record shows, this will cost some people their jobs and will put some businesses out of business? We can quibble about the numbers all day long, but can you say that definitively, Paul McKeever?
I don't think anyone can predict any particular business without knowing the business, but the principles remain the same. If you increase the cost of a business... eventually, they can't make that up by selling copies, for example, or other products at a higher rate because people simply won't pay. They'll buy it, for example, they'll buy their pajamas from a Sri Lankan company instead of from a Canadian company because they can get the pajamas for $6 instead of 60. And you just take that and it's exact same principle economically. There's also a moral issue here, right? I mean, if my son wants to work for $10 an hour, $8 an hour because, you know, he doesn't mind and he thinks that's all he needs, or, you know, he wants to get the job that maybe his relatively uncompetitive friend doesn't want to do for $8 or $10 an hour, there's no reason why his friend should be able to prohibit him from doing the work for $8 an hour.
Do you know that labor right now is just absolutely rolling their eyes at what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I mean, it's somebody else's money, right? But the fact of the matter is, if my son wants to work for $5 an hour, I don't think it's right for any government to step in and say, that's illegal, you're breaking the law. I mean, the law is there to make sure that he's defended in doing what he wants to do.
Now the labor leaders are punching holes in walls at what you're saying.
Yeah, hey, and I'll tell you something else, Andy, and this doesn't get discussed too much. The labor leaders, you might wonder, why do they care about the minimum wage? Almost none of their people are getting paid it. But you have to keep in mind that a lot of their collective agreements will be tied to such things as the minimum wage. And so if there's an increase in the minimum wage, guess what? Increase in their personal income based on their collective agreement. I'm not saying that I know all of the agreements in Ontario, but I'll bet there's a few there that are tied to the minimum wage, and that they'll be clapping because they'll be getting a pay increase without having to renegotiate anything.
If it's a no-brainer, why is the government doing this, Paul McKeever?
Well, because it's the government doing it. when it comes to minimum wage, they do this because it makes political sense, not because it makes economic sense. This is going to put kids out of the reach of jobs that they otherwise would have been able to do for the summer. It's going to put seniors who just wanted to make a little bit of income, it's going to make it more difficult for them to find those jobs. And it's not serving anyone. It's just interfering with what would have been taken care of by supply and demand anyway.
Okay, so this takes effect October the 1st. Let me ask you this. What will the impact be on workers who are at the minimum wage or near the minimum wage? If you take the minimum wage folks and you bump them up a quarter, don't you have to take everybody else who has managed to take a step or two up, for example, at McDonald's to maybe a supervisory position? Will their wages also not have to be bumped up? And that's where you get the multiplier effect, which can put a business out of business.
Could be. You're certainly going to get people who say, hey, how come I'm only being paid $11.25? This used to be $3 more than the other guy. Now it's exactly the same. And, I can find this work elsewhere, perhaps. So there's going to be competition for example, middle management jobs and et cetera. But the other thing that this does, of course, is it increases the cost of things that we buy every day. The coffee, the fast food, the service industry, such as, you know, your dry cleaning and et cetera. Everything will go up in price so that Kathleen Wynne can say, look, she's a champion of the people making minimum wage. It's just pushing up the prices. It'll have a ripple effect on all prices, ultimately, because, you know, those wages have to be paid for by something, and it's not just by employers printing more money off a printing press.
Okay, Andy. Andy, hit him with the key question. What would Paul McKeever like the minimum wage to be?
Zero. One word, Andy. That's the minimum wage that anybody can pay. In fact, if I want, I've had a situation where I can't afford, for example, to give someone experience that they need because it would cost me, I don't know, overhead, et cetera. But I'm just saying that people should be free to make the contracts they want to make. And there's no law that should be imposed to punish someone for doing peacefully what they wanted to do with another person. If two people make an agreement, you know, you crush these mixed nuts for $5 an hour, well then, sure, I'll do that for $5 an hour, because otherwise I'd have no job.
Okay, Paul, let's dream a little. Let's say that Kathleen Wynne has an epiphany. She listens to your argument. She said, boy, that Paul McKeever, raising the minimum wage October the 1st, we're going to just eliminate it. No minimum wage in Ontario. I'm sure you've thought this scenario through.
Absolutely.
What would happen?
Almost nothing. Almost everybody makes more than the minimum wage already because of market forces. It's not as though the minimum wage is making people get paid $20 an hour. You know, and most of the people I see, for example, in my employment law practice, are making well in excess of the minimum wage, even if they're in a fairly non-skilled work environment, if it's just basic labor.
You're saying that personally, and you don't want this to happen, but as an employment lawyer, mm-hmm. you are going to see increased business because?
Oh, because people are going to be losing their jobs. And they'll be looking to find out if the severance package they got is worthwhile, and I'll be charging them, $200 or $300 a person to do that. So, I'm quite happy with Kathleen Wynne giving me more business, but I'm sure people wouldn't be happy with me getting more money out of all this. And that's the result. She's putting people out of work. Employment lawyers will do well. Bankruptcy trustees, they'll do a little bit better. But other than that, everyone's just going to be paying more for just about everything they buy. And the elderly and the students won't be finding jobs as readily.
Paul McKeever, always a pleasure. We thank you for your time.
You take care.
Okay. Paul McKeever, leader of the Ontario Freedom Party. What do you think of what you just heard? What do you think about the minimum wage going up 25 cents? I think that most people say, it sounds good. 25 cents, not a big deal. Jerry McCartney made a very good point. At least now, there's some predictability, as we used to be, to out-of-the-blue announcements from governments about the minimum wage. Mike, your thoughts?
Well, personally, minimum wage means nothing to me. One, I'm a contract driver. I work strictly under contract, delivering food. My wife works in the service industry. I won't mention the chain she works for, but we've been together for 17 years, and she's worked for various ones, and she always makes her way into management, which is paid above minimum wage. And any time minimum wage has gone up, she has never been bumped unless she's really complained about it. Franchise owners do not bump up middle management. The only reason they put up their minimum wage is because they're forced to. So my wife, just because it's going up 25%, my wife won't get a raise. There's no way, not unless she really complains or she's at a point where she deserves a raise. And that's just the reality of it. And I don't know of any franchise she's ever worked for, and she's worked for just about all of them and always ended up in management. She has never been bumped when minimum wage goes up.
What do you think the overall impact on the province of Ontario will be?
Kathleen Wynne is the overall impact on the province. As you always say, we're sliding into Lake Erie, and she's driving the boat. So, I don't see... It'll probably eliminate jobs, because franchise owners and big companies, they look at their bottom line, and if they got to cut one staff because minimum wage has gone up 25% to keep making the bucks they're putting in their pockets, that's what's going to happen.
Do you think people will lose their jobs? Do you think companies will go out of business because of today's announcement?
I definitely think it's possible. I'm sure some people will lose their jobs because, like I said, if they got to pay all their staff that are at minimum wage 25% more, if you do the math on it, that could go, okay, you know what? I'm just going to eliminate one position, and now I'm still paying the same payroll I did last week that I'm going to have to this week. I'm just less a person, which means all you minimum wage people are going to have to work a little harder if you want to keep your jobs, because I will cut the one that doesn't work hard enough.
Mike, appreciate the call. 643-1290. Love to hear from you, or you can text us at 101290. Back with more of your thoughts on the minimum wage going up October the 1st. When we come back in just a moment right here on The Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now. 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290 CJBK.
If somebody started paying $2.50 an hour, then somebody else would pay $2.25 and somebody else $1.99. I think it goes the other way. I think those employers that pay a fair wage for fair work will attract good workers. Those that want to pay less will attract less than attractive and less than productive workers. So the market generally tends to look after itself.
That says Jerry McCartney when he was on with Mike Stubbs a little earlier, and we had Paul McKeever on, both basically saying the same thing. We don't need a minimum wage at all. We shouldn't have a minimum wage at all. What are your thoughts? Let's go back to the phones. James, your thoughts.
Well, I just got laid off this afternoon.
James, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, they said we can't afford to pay more.
James, you're not pulling my leg. You did just get laid off this afternoon?
Yep. They said we can't. I'm lowest on the totem pole, so down I go.
But this doesn't take effect, James, until October the 1st.
I know. They said there's no way we can handle all four of you, and you're lowest.
James, they honestly would do that based on a 25-cent an hour increase in the minimum wage?
Yep. Small business, only four staffers.
I want you to be discreet to the extent that you want to be, but I have to ask about the nature of your business.
It's a service industry.
You're paid minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
You're paid $11 an hour.
Correct.
But I can't believe, James, this announcement's only a few hours old and they're already making decisions about laying off people?
Well, that was what they said.
Can you walk through, and again, I don't want to be intrusive, but you've called us, you want to share the story, and we'd love to hear the story. Tell me how this rolled out today. Was there a staff meeting?
There was a meeting, and they said we have to let one of you go because there's no way we can carry on with four.
With the higher minimum wage.
That's right.
So this new minimum...
And they said it's now or in a few months.
It's
so.
This new minimum wage, that you say there are four employees all making minimum wage, so this for them would mean $1 more an hour.
Correct.
And they're cutting you because of an increase in their expenses of $1 an hour or $40 a week?
That's right.
James, be a little more specific. What kind of service industry?
Hospitality.
Okay, so, I mean, there's no repercussions to you, are there now, of you speaking, because you've been terminated.
Well.
It could still get nasty, I understand. I don't want to, you know, squeeze any more details. It's just I'm in shock at what I'm hearing, James.
I was, too. And I've been there for 3.5 years.
Why you and not one of the others?
I was the lowest.
In terms of?
I was the most recently hired.
Did you know the margins were that thin or that you were that close to being?
It's been very tough. Been very tough.
Maybe this was just an excuse, James.
I don't think so. I worked hard for them, get along well.
This is right here in London.
Yep.
I don't know what to say. I'm just in shock. We've had, you know, people like Jerry McCartney on, Paul McKeever, and others on warning about this very thing, but we've also had labor on, like Gil Warren, the past president of the London Labor Council, saying, it actually creates jobs and stimulates the economy because people are paid more, and they go out and they spend more, and businesses have to hire more, and you're saying...
Well, that's not what happened in my case.
James, for those who have just tuned in and are just, you know, putting their ear closer to the radio because they don't quite believe what you have just said, can you walk
absolutely
us
true.
Can you walk us through today how your boss responded to the news of a higher minimum wage in Ontario, what that meeting was like and what he or she said?
We'd heard this earlier. No, it would be late last year that if minimum wage was going to keep hiking, one of us was going to have to go. There was just no way. It's a fast foodish industry, and there just was not room. There were just, you know, margins are thin. So,
what are you going to do, James?
There's always something.
It's
always something.
It's all about
stay optimistic.
It's all about attitude, and you obviously have a very positive attitude. You must be ticked.
At the government, yes.
What's your message for Kathleen Wynne?
Well, I don't know what to say.
How about Kathleen? Do you realize you just cost me my job?
Well, what can you do?
James, I'm sorry for you about the news today. I mean, you must still be a bit in shock, but you say you did have some warning that if the announcement came. I just can't believe they would do it now. It seems so heartless when it doesn't kick in until October, which is months away.
Well, this will give them time to sort of build up a reserve, which I can understand.
You're being very, very understanding for somebody who just lost their job.
Well, there's always work. There's always work for those who want it.
Amazing attitude. James, I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Andy.
Wow. I don't know what to say, folks. What do you say in response to that? I mean, we've had people on saying this might cost some people their job this winter. James is saying he lost his job today, that the boss had been very clear that if the minimum wage announcement came, that it was going up, he was going to cut staff. Or do you think this was just an excuse? Or are there so many businesses that are operating so close to the cliff that all they need is a little nudge like this to push them over? If the company, and it's hard to believe that they would take this kind of drastic action, losing 25% of their workforce, based on a 25-cent an hour increase in the minimum wage. Why now? That's my question. Why now? Anyway, you never know when you're doing a talk show what kind of calls you're going to get, but that's just amazing. I'm wondering what your reaction is to what you just heard. If you want to respond, 643-1290. We're just going to take a moment to regroup here. We'll be back in just a moment right here on The Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
This is The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now, 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Well, in a perfect world, as a free enterpriser, I would tell you that we probably don't need it at all. Now, I'm going to get a lot of nasty emails and cards, and that's fine. But the market generally determines what's best for the market. And you mentioned something that I would take the opposite view on, and that is that if somebody started paying $2.50 an hour, then somebody else would pay $2.25 and somebody else $1.99. I think it goes the other way. I think those employers that pay a fair wage for fair work will attract good workers. Those that want to pay less will attract less than attractive and less than productive workers.
Lively debate this afternoon about Kathleen Wynne's decision to raise the minimum wage from 11 to 11.25 October the 1st. Does it work? Does it work? Jerry McCartney with the Chamber joining us this afternoon to say it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And you don't need a minimum wage at all. Paul McKeever, Ontario Freedom Party. It doesn't work. It's just the opposite effect. And then, boom, out of the blue, James calls and says his employer here in London in the hospitality industry has already cut 25% of his workforce. He's got four employees. He just cut one today, James, who you just heard. Is this how close to the edge some Ontario businesses are operating? Love to get your thoughts. 643-1290. Did you believe James? I mean, that's always a question when you get a startling story like we just heard from James. Do you believe him? I find it so hard to believe that on the day that Kathleen Wynne announces a 25-cent an hour increase in the minimum wage, boom, an employer in London calls the staff in, all four of them, and says, one of you has to go. Now, James did say that he had told them this some time ago, that if the minimum wage goes up, he'd have to cut one of them. But to do it on the day of the announcement when the actual impact is months away, is that just an excuse? I'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts? 643-1290. Martin, appreciate the call.
Yeah, I was just talking about the minimum wage. I think as being a baby boomer is that when they pay the minimum wage, I think that's, and it goes up a bit. But the employee could spend their 20 years and still get minimum wage. And like you say, Canadian Tire and different places, Walmart are progressing with the money for their shareholders and else. Why not keep a person that's going to be there and put a law in there where a person is going to want, so there's nothing wrong with what people want to do. Some people like retail. Some people like working in the woods. Some people like what you're doing. But after you spend so many years in these companies, why don't they push the wage up to maybe a certain length after you've been there 15 or 20 years that they get $15 an hour? Because they're spending more money hiring people and customers are getting peeved off when you go in there. Nobody knows what to do when you're looking for a service. So my suggestion is minimum wages goes up, well, sharpen the pencils, you know, create some jobs because we're losing all the jobs. Pretty soon we're going to be like China. That's all I can say.
Okay, let me ask you about the minimum wage. And the knee-jerk reaction of most people, I think, is, you know, I feel sorry for the people at Tim Hortons. I feel sorry.
Yes, I do. You know, and they do good jobs. You got to admit, you got some. I've got in there. You're a baby boomer. I'm a baby. I've got in there, and you got some people real sharp there that know their jobs. And good people. And the first thing I hear, like there's some couple of people in Strathroy I knew worked, would be communicating with them. They'd understand something. They would give you some input, like when you do stuff yourself. Now you go in there and you get somebody, what's that? What's a 440 or what's a 454 shed block? They don't even know what it is anymore. So you get peed off, you don't go back no more. That's what people are tired of.
My knee-jerk reaction when I heard the minimum wage is going up, God bless the people at Tim Hortons. They have a very, very difficult... I don't know if I could do the job at Tim Hortons. I mean, they're taking orders in their headphones while they're giving you a coffee with a big smile and saying, have a nice day, and taking orders. And then, especially now with these two-speaker systems at McDonald's and at Tim Hortons, two driveways, I mean, how you don't get confused there... And they're paid minimum wage. It's astounding to me, and I'd like to see them make more. I'd be willing to pay more for the coffee.
Yeah, they spend less time training people if they paid a little bit more money. I mean, I don't mean $25, $30 an hour. Some jobs pay that, but you get good men when you pay that. I consider I was a good employee what I worked at, but I won't bring up what I did. And I went right through with flying colors and do little extras. Unions, too, are a little out of control, you know. You get a good wage, stay at that wage and do the good job. You got people, I don't go on to do this, and I don't want to do that. Like, do the job, get the pension, get on pension, and I'm doing something right now that I love.
Okay, summarize then.
Say what?
Martin, tell me then how you feel about the minimum wage. Where should it be?
Well, I would say that it should go up there, and then people should start, the government should step in and start saying to companies, now, if you get a good employee and he's going to stay there 20 years, we're going to raise him more. But companies just look for more money, more money, more money. I say leave the minimum wage what it is. It's not allowed to go in a quarter. There's other ways to do stuff. There's other things, ways to increase it when somebody stays there a long time. Then it won't be spending half the time training people all the time.
Okay, Martin.
Great job.
You've thought a lot of these things through. Let me, as we segue to another topic, a slightly different topic, and that is cheating the government by making a deal with your kitchen renovator under the table. Do you do it?
I'll tell you right now, I do a lot of my own work because I can't find anybody to do it. And it's not really cheating the government. It's because if you make a minimum wage, how can you pay? The government spends money. Stupid. What do they get? They don't. Nothing happens to them at all.
Okay, but then...
Nothing goes on. Everybody's going to do something. What about a garage sale? You go, you dicker, you get something, you do it, I do it. It's part of our entertainment. What's the government do? We have to have some ordinary citizens like myself, you, and everybody else, not politicians, because they are right. They're just retarded. Most of them are retarded as far as I'm concerned.
Martin, I appreciate the the candor. And thanks for waiting.
Oh, hi, Andy. I was just going to call about this minimum wage thing, too. I think it's going to be harder on small business. I do not buy big corporations struggling. They're not struggling, a lot of them. I think there's two different sets of circumstances. Small business, I think it's going to be very difficult, and I can absolutely see people losing their jobs. But the call from James bothers me in the sense that if this guy was a good employee, it's a small business, they know it's coming, they didn't even give this poor guy 2 weeks. Like, what kind of an outfit is this? And so, I mean, either his employer is a dirtbag, in my opinion, or this guy's not telling the truth, because the small business owners I know, Andy, if they had to lay somebody off, would never, ever do something like that and just, oh, well, you're gone after 3.5 years. Good luck. Not in this lifetime would they do that.
James, did you believe his story, first of all?
Well, that's what I'm skeptical of it, unless he has a really rotten boss. And, I mean, if so, I think the people should be ashamed for doing something like that. I mean, it's hard, Andy. I had a small business years ago. I couldn't even afford to hire anyone. That's why I worked, 80 hours a week. It was insane. But this company, they just let this poor guy off. He's been there, he said, for 3.5 years. It seems really, really cruel to me. Or he's making it up.
I don't know. I don't want to say I didn't believe him, but I just find it so hard to believe that someone hearing that the Ontario minimum wage is going up in October would cut a guy right on the first day without any notice. It just was a stretch.
Well, it's a stretch, too, because small business owners, bear in mind with small business, work gets around. And I'm not going to say the company, but I have really good friends, and they do have a very ethical small business. And I just know them and the personalities that they are. They would never do that to an employee, particularly a good employee. They would at least say to the person, look, we're really struggling. We're really sorry about this. unfortunately, somebody's going to have to go, and I can't, you know, see them just, well, you're gone at the stroke of a pen. I would imagine they'd give the person at least a few weeks. This company just, exactly, the very day it comes out, this guy is gone, does not make sense. But anyway, I don't know what to think about all of it, Andy. I think it's just hard out there in general. But big corporations, I do not have a lot of empathy for it. A lot of it is greed. Small business, yes, I do have empathy for with it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ann. I'm just overwhelmed by the tsunami of text messages that we have, and I'll get to them in just a second. Let's go to Jim. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, this minimum wage, you got to think that if a guy's working 40 hours a week times the minimum, he's making $22,000. Now, that's going to go to the bottom line as profit for the small business. In order for that small business to make that kind of profit, he has to generate $150,000 extra a year in sales at 50% gross profit. That's $75,000. At 30% real profit, that's your $20,000. Businesses are being cut. Their profits are being cut. And minimum wage doesn't generate more profit and more jobs. It just keeps the profit that's in that person's job. And this thing that Kathleen Wynne's done, she's done it strictly for politics.
Okay, so what is the effect on the economy, Jim, real quick, because we've got other callers, of boosting?
It doesn't create business. It doesn't create more jobs at all. It just maintains the same profit levels, but increases the unemployment.
Jim, I appreciate